All right, Power Nerd, this is a record that nearly broke me. Dang. It shouldn't sound as dramatic as that. But, yeah, I'll get into the process of making this and why it was so odd over the next hour or so. Thanks for joining me. So Power Nerd was a record that I flippantly agreed to deliver in the amount of time that was presented, thinking that, like it was pre-pandemic, I was able to just delve into the workload without any other thought to anything else. But what I ended up recognizing very soon when the Power Nerd records started coming together was that it was happening post-pandemic, for one, so there's a lot of new things that come into your frame of mind and your sphere as being important, and the priorities have shifted and all these sorts of things. But also it was hand in hand with the loss of a friend, my son moving out of home, my wife moving to a different part of the world, renovations, parents all of a sudden getting old and moving them. And it was just, you know, I think that for myself, a lot of the process of grieving things had been put aside over the past, God, maybe 15, 20 years. To the point where, I don't know about yourself, but I find that as a person, I rarely cried. Like, that was it was always an issue. I remember maybe 2009, maybe a little earlier, 2008, all four of my grandparents passing away and not feeling anything. And it was very strange at the time because I remember thinking, you know, I'm really close to them. Why isn't this affecting me at all? And I think in hindsight, the answer is really that all of a sudden I became a father. And prior to that, with Strapping Young Lad, I was admittedly a bit of a mess as a person. And having kids really sort of drew me out of that. It gave me a purpose. It gave me something to care about that was external for myself, and I could rationalize that. I could rationalize caring about the welfare of somebody else, but at that time, I hadn't developed enough to care about my own well-being. But any path to Rome worked. So as a result of being a father, it gave me a purpose. And during that time, I reshifted the career and did the Devin Townsend Project, which was, you know, Key, Addicted, Deconstruction, and Ghost. And that sustained me throughout that period with some very cut and dried parameters as to who I was as a person. You know, I was abstaining from everything and, you know, exercising really diligently and not participating in the loss of friends or some of the more realities of it, because I had to pull it together to become a dad.